fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Used to be my homie, used to be my ex. Now I wanna slap the six out your mouth. Make it by the nose of the road. Fucking me, now fucking you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't ever forget.
I love being vomited on. Roman shower. I want a Roman shower.
You fucked with me. Now it's a must that I fuck with you. Yeah. We have your motherfucking record company surrounded. Put down the candy and let the little boy go. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, motherfucker.
Bow, wow, wow. Yippee, doggy dogs in the motherfucking house. Bow, wow, wow. Yippee, yippee, death rows in the motherfucking house.
Thanks for calling Rainforest Cafe. How can I help you?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm about 72% today.
What can I help you with?
I wanted to confirm, you have all the machines that come on, they go woo 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 like that. The machine goes on, it goes woo 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 like that.
The animals, yes.
Yeah. Wow. And how do you get the, are those real, those aren't real animals, right?
No.
Okay, they're like autoerotic or whatever it is?
Yes, animatronics.
Okay, autoerotica, awesome. Okay, is there a part where you guys show where they put the eggs at?
The what, I'm sorry?
The eggs. Is there a part where you guys show where you put the eggs?
The eggs, no.
In the tour?
No.
You know, like the eggs, there's a machine that holds the egg and the baby comes out of it. The baby animal comes out of it and it breaks the shell. And there's an Asian guy there and he's like, oh, I was hoping this would happen before I had to take the boat out of the island because of the hurricane that's coming.
No, we don't have that.
You don't? Hmm.
No.
Do you have the big movie screen there? The big television screen?
No, we do not.
Does it have all the music?
Yes, we do have a thunderstorm.
And it explains everything, right? It says that they use the frog DNA?
No, sir.
It doesn't do that part?
No.
Does it have the part where you get inside the Ford Explorer that's painted different and you go down on the rails? It goes down like me.
No, that's probably a different Rainforest Cafe that you're
talking about. Yeah, but the big doors open. And you go through the gate, the big doors open, and then you it stops where the Dilophosaurus is?
No, not here.
Mm. And then it goes by the Tyrannosaur paddock?
No, sir, we don't have that here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you have the Stegosaurus machine there?
No, we don't have any dinosaurs here.
No dinosaurs? What kind of animals do you have there?
We have gorillas, the tiger, pandas, monkeys, and elephants.
And the gorillas talk and everything?
No, they just make noise.
They just make, well, they act like they're talking, right?
I'm sorry?
Do they act like they're talking, or what happens? Do they make noise?
Kind of, yeah, their mouth moves.
Yeah, their mouth moves? Okay, do mm-hmm. the eyes move around?
Yeah.
Okay, how big are the sexual organs on the gorillas? Hello?
Excuse me?
How big are the sexual organs on the gorillas?
I'm not comfortable displaying that information. Was there anything else that I can help you with?
Does it have the sexual organs on it? Does that move
no.
also? It doesn't move
no.
also? Do they have nipples on them?
Was there anything else that I can help you with?
Yeah, does the gorilla have nipples on it? On the fake gorilla, the machine, gorilla machine?
Yes, they look real.
It has nipples on it. Okay. All right. That's good. How does it smell?
Do you mind holding for me?
I do mind, yeah.
I need to pick up the other line. Just one moment.
Is the other line ringing?
Yes.
Oh, maybe someone's calling in. Maybe you should get that.
1 second.
Okay.
Priority seating, dining rewards, and retail discounts are just some of the benefits members enjoy at Rainforest Cafe and over 300 Landry's own locations nationwide. Ask us for more details.
This is Danny. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Sir, is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, the Gorilla Machine. Does it have nipples on it?
Sir, the line of questioning is inappropriate. Do you have any other questions today that I can help you with?
There's nothing inappropriate if it has nipples on it. I'm just curious if it's a smooth chest or if it has nipples.
Okay, sir.
How big are the sexual organs on the Gorilla?
All right, sir. I'm gonna let you go now. If you have any other questions you need to ask that are of appropriate nature,
can the gorillas play Clint Eastwood or Steelo or anything like that?
Damn.
So you wanna pop that shit? Get your motherfucking cranium cracked, nigga.
Attention, you can dial at any time. For hours and directions, press 1. For sales and marketing, press 2.
No.
For a list of upcoming events, press 3.
No.
For the rock stop, press 4.
No.
For restaurant operations, press 5.
Maybe.
For the financial assistant, press 6.
No.
Or to speak directly with the Hard Rock employee, press 0.
Oh, God. Fucking at the end, the last one. Motherfucker.
Are you still there?
I said 0, motherfucker.
Say San Antonio.
Fucking DTMF. DTMF motherfuckers. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what happened? Hello?
I don't know what this person's talking about.
Because she caught me in the middle of saying DTMF motherfuckers. Because I hate that DTMF shit over the internet. Always a fucking piece of shit. Always an asshole. Faxing using a cable internet line or a VoIP line used to be a piece of shit back in the day, I remember. And then they finally figured out to make that work okay. Why haven't they figured out how to make the DTMF tones work right? Shit. You know what pisses me off is when there's other people on a conference and you're having to put in tones to get to a department or whatever it is, and everyone else on the conference wants to take the time to yell and talk really loud and entertain everyone with their bullshit, and it messes up when you're trying to dial the options. Stupid. Now understand this, my nigga Drake can't be touched. Luke's bending over, Luke's getting a lot of shows that have that problem. A lot of people around here that have that problem. And that's the mark of an amateur and a real professional. That's the difference that you get from between a shitty prank caller and a good prank caller. Is one who understands shit like that on that level. I would have to say everybody on this network except for Ken, because he hasn't really done a show yet, has proven that they know how to handle that. This yourself, motherfucker. Yeah, nigger. I don't want you goddamn motherfucking Daisy Duke motherfuckers fucking with me. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. Shoot your gun in the air. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. You gotta shoot your gun up in the air when you hear this song, this part of it. Yeah. Empty like 10 clips up in the air, motherfucker.
Rock Cafe San Antonio. If you know your party's extension, you can dial us at any time. For hours of direction, press 1. For sales and marketing,
hang on, where to go?
For the list of upcoming events, press 3. For the rock stop, press 4.
Thank you for calling Hard Rock Cafe San Antonio. This is Andrea speaking. How can I help your world?
Hello, how are you?
Doing well, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Are you Spinner?
What's that?
I don't know if you had that going on over there.
I had what going on? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
The spinner thing? The spinner?
No, we don't have any spinners.
Nothing like that. Okay, all right. Hey, I just left the Rainforest Cafe. I got into an argument over there with the staff. You know the one I'm talking about? You guys are right next to it, kind of, right?
It's on the other side of the river, parallel to us.
It was parallel. It's real close, right? But just on the other side of the river.
Right.
So I'm leaving that place because, like, the gorillas, they have, like, these fake animatronics, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they have, like, the gorillas and everything, and the gorillas have, like, they put sexual organs on it, you know?
Wait, what?
The gorillas have sexual organs on them and everything, and it's all animatronic, so I got into an argument, guys, said that wasn't proper. They said that they said it wasn't their fault, that it was, I guess, some teenagers that were there for graduation, and they had, like, attached some of the food to make it look like sexual organs, and they were like, oh, my God, we didn't know. They were giggling. They gave me some kind of bullcrap answer about why it was happening. But apparently they put sexual organs on the animatronic animals there and make you look at it. Like, it was like a hot dog, and it was flopping around and everything. Yeah. It was disgusting. So what theming do you have?
Crazy.
Yeah, what theming do you have there? Do you have, like, guitars, famous people stuff?
We have a lot of memorabilia from different artists who are either past or still alive.
Like who? What do you got?
We have Buddy Holly. We have Willie Nelson. Selena. We have Bobby
Selena, Lee. The dead Mexican. What do you have for panties?
We wish. No, we have a pantsuit that she wore here in 1995.
She wore it in 1995, a pantsuit?
Yeah, that was right before she passed away.
Was she? Was it washed after she wore it?
I don't think so.
Oh,
but
nice.
I can't get through the glass to smell it.
Okay, well, can I bring a baseball bat with me?
It'll probably make people uncomfortable.
Okay. All right, how thick is the glass, do you think?
It's kind of like plexiglass. You wouldn't be able to break it.
Are there any power outlets, like, in the bathroom or anything like that?
We don't even have any power outlets.
In the whole place?
Yep, we have one right in front of us, right next to the pillar. I mean, it's on a pillar right next to our host stand.
Okay. And I can take the fixture down and bring it there. I'll bring in my drill.
You're funny.
Yeah, because I want to smell Selena because she's all dead and stuff. You know, maybe she was menstruating when she wore that.
Totally.
You think maybe?
Totally.
Yeah, she's. She was like a dirty Mexican, so she probably had, like, a real funky coochie and shit. And her asshole probably wasn't clean right,
so
because she was,
did,
like,
you
a monkey.
Rainforest Cafe? That's really trashy.
They put sexual organs on the gorilla, animatronic gorilla.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, yeah. What's the best time you think where I could take that off the wall, go behind that little podium there, and drill into it and pull out the pantsuit? What is this song? Oh yeah, it's the Hard Rock Cafe. Thanks for making me hold so you can hang up on me.
We're sorry, your call could not be complete.
I want to talk to Fogo the show.
We're sorry.
They must be out of business. Shit. Now smelling like Indonesia. Bus stop full of fly bitches and skeezers. On my dick cause my phone won't hit.
This is Pat. How may I direct your call?
Hey, how are you, stupid?
What?
How you doing?
Who's this?
It's Cross.
I think you're talking to the wrong person.
Yeah, this is the Helton. Stupid. Hmm?
Did you call me stupid?
I was just like joking around. I'd say that it's like a term of endearment.
I guess.
Me and my buddies were like, "Hey, what's up, stupid?" Like that. Like that's
I guess. How can I help?
Oh, I need to speak. Is there a concierge up in this motherfucker?
Sure, I'll connect you. Hold on.
Hurry up. What? That's what she said. What?
Good afternoon, guest service, Alex. May I help you?
Oh, hey, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You're the concierge, then, buddy?
I'm a guy, yes, sir.
Oh, good. You're the concierge, I said, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
Yeah, I needed to get some information here. I need you to help me out and pass this on to me as soon as possible. Preferably, yes, sir. I can hold. I need the location of the Rainforest Cafe. I need to know if they have animatronic gorillas there inside. And I need to have some specific details about the gorillas that are in there.
I'm going to have to put you on hold, Dad, because I have to call them and see what's going on with them.
Okay.
Can I call you back to your room number?
Can I hold, please?
Oh, sure.
Or can you conference me? Okay, fine. Thank you.
How may I assist you?
Who's this?
This is Amanda.
Where from?
The Hilton Plaza de Rio.
Yeah, are you with the concierge?
Yes, sir.
So, did you find out the information for me?
Excuse me, who were you speaking to before?
Alex.
Alex?
Yeah.
Okay, and what information were you needing to find out?
It's regarding the Rainforest Cafe. I need to know about the gorillas in there.
The gorillas?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not understanding what you're saying. The gorillas?
Yeah, there's gorillas inside the Rainforest Cafe.
Let me double check. I've been to the Rainforest Cafe and there's no gorillas in the Rainforest Cafe.
That's what I'm trying to confirm. What is Alex doing? Where did he go?
He's busy with the guests right now.
Is he talking about my thing? Because he said he was going to find out and come back and find out.
He is busy right now, I guess. But if you want to, he's about to be done right now, sir. If you want to just wait just a minute, and he'll be done.
I need to find out. Please, or you do it, please, okay?
There's gorillas in the rainforest?
Yeah, one of you need to call them and ask them about the gorillas. Yeah, and I have some specific questions about the gorillas. But call them and ask them first, please.
Okay. All right, and this is calling from 937-555-1212?
Yeah, but I need to hold. This is important.
One moment. Okay, let me go ahead. Can I go ahead and put you on hold so I can find out?
Okay, honey.
All righty, one moment. All
right. Wake up in the morning and fall back to sleep. Think I'm gonna stay in bed till tonight.
Aww.
Lately all I care about is you and me.
Aww.
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 And it looks so bright.
Aww, what a nice song.
Aww.
Aww.
Just to have you in my life.
Thank you for holding today. I'm assisted.
Hey, how are you? Is this Alex?
No, he's the other guest. I'm my sister, sir.
Okay, listen. I just talked to Alex and then some lady over there. And there's two people working on my issue now. So what are you going to do?
What is your sir? They're both a guest right now. I just picked up the phone that was on hold.
But why is she going to a guest now? Why does she say she's going to find out for me that she goes and helps the guest out? I don't understand.
Oh, well, Are you the one asking about electronic gorillas at the Rainforest Cafe?
Yeah.
They actually don't have any animatronic animals inside.
God damn it. Where can I find gorillas in San Antonio?
No, we don't have any. Not even our zoo has them.
Can you confirm that the zoo has them, please?
No, the zoo does not have them.
The zoo doesn't have gorillas?
No, they're endangered species.
Yeah, but they're in zoos.
No, I apologize, but the San Antonio Zoo does not have gorillas.
Well, what kind of animals does the San Antonio Zoo have?
The rarest of animals they have is a tiger. They have also elephants and zebras and giraffes.
Oh, that's a bullcrap.
A lot of herd animals. But yeah, they don't have a lot of endangered species.
They don't have any hardcore animals?
They have lions and bears.
Yeah, that's bears aren't really hardcore. Lions are very passe because they're circus level, you know? Elephants are circus level too, so they're kind of meh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talk about, you know, tigers, leopards, I like gorillas, dolphins.
They won't have dolphins.
They have. How big are the sexual organs on the tigers, then, that they have?
I'm not too sure.
Or the lions, then. How big are their sexual organs?
I'm sorry, I do not know. That's not really a question that we would have the answer to.
Yeah, but can you find out? Can you call and find out?
Sir, the number to reach you is 937-555-1212.
Yeah, but I'm going to hold for the information. I don't have time to wait like that for a callback.
Man, that's why the reason why you need to find out the size of the genitals of a lion.
It has to do with my family and our beliefs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second.
Okay. What was that?
Oh, no, I'm talking to another concierge.
Oh, what happened? What did you say about me?
No, I said I was talking to him about the phone. Other phone.
Oh, okay. Okay, I hope so. Was I still waiting on you, or what was happening?
Yeah, I'm looking up Wikipedia.
Okay.
Can you ask the computer right there? Ask the computer, I don't know if it's off or not. Can I push it on 1 second, sir?
Sure, buddy. What is he looking up? Lion genital zombies? I gotta hear this. I'm invested now to see if he's actually gonna find out the size of a lion's private parts. What the fuck is this music, man? God. baby, baby, baby.
The manager said if she can go ahead and speak to you.
Okay, she can. Thank you.
One moment.
All right. I don't think you can. I was already being helped out.
Okay, how can I help you, sir?
I already explained this to Alex and the other guy and the girl. Do I really...
Yes, I need to know what you're calling on behalf of.
Well, they're looking into, first of all, that the gorillas, that they have
okay.
animatronic gorillas at the Rainforest Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
At the Rainforest Cafe?
Yeah, do they have animatronic gorillas?
That's something that you're going to have to discuss with them.
Well, they said no, but you were the concierge, though.
You would need to contact the Rainforest Cafe because
we can't.
Don't have that information.
I can't, but you're supposed to have all the tools you need to contact them and be able to find out the dimensions.
Sir, we don't have that information.
You don't have a telephone? You don't have a telephone to call them and ask? What is this?
This wasn't the only question that you had asked my GSA. So it was an inappropriate question that you asked.
It wasn't inappropriate. I'm trying to find out the animals are at the San Antonio Zoo that I want to go to tomorrow with my daughter. But I need to make sure that the animals, what kind of animals they have, and I need to make sure that their sexual organs aren't going to be showing too much to bother her.
Okay, that is not something that we have control of the animals over there at the zoo. That's something that you need to contact the zoo regarding.
Yeah, but
those are not questions that we will answer for you.
What is the concierge supposed to do then? What good are you for?
That's inappropriate. I'm the front office manager here.
All right, well, put me through to the concierge again. Put me through to the concierge again.
I'm in charge of the concierge.
Well, let me talk to a man then, please.
They're busy right now.
Well, I don't need to talk to a woman to get help because you're messing up. Because the two men that I talked to were taking care of me. Taking care. Just fine.
I'm letting you know that this is going to be recorded, okay?
Ooh, it is going to be. In the future, you're going to record it? Stupid. This is going to be recorded. Maybe she said reported? I heard recorded. What did you guys hear? Tell me in the comments and in the chat room. Back, kick, front, back, side to side, and all that shit. So when I crawl, I come correct. Bitch in my shit, it's your bitch you check, nigga. Now let the Chevrolet slide as I dip and make a trip to the south side. Yeah, rolling in my 6'4". What all the bitches saying? Hell yeah. What all the motherfucking bitches saying? Well, the Mixler chatters are confirming recorded.
Check this out.
The IRC chatters are retorted. I'm stupid. Well, how about we play a little bit of Lowe's roulette, huh? Let's find out Lowe's. We had fun with this last weekend. Last weekend we called some Lowe's home improvement stores and played roulette with the options on their phone tree. The way this goes is I ask you to be logged into the IRC chat room. When I say go, everyone's going to post their numbers between, what was it? I forget the options. What were the options? I guess 1 through 8. All right, so everyone throw in their numbers, options 1 through 8. I will type the word poop in the chat room. And the first one that comes in after I type the word poop will win. Will be the one I use. All right, so we're starting this in 3, 2, 1. Go. Tabachi puts in pi, 3.14. We'll round that down to 3, so we'll be doing option 3. Here we go.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with the operator, press 6. For information on deliveries, press 1. Transferring to commercial sales, please hold.
Let's see if commercial sales is open.
Call.
Yeah, is this commercial sales?
Commercial sales is actually closed on Sundays.
Oh, man. Who else is open right now?
Who's commercials? Like, which other Lowe's commercial sales?
No, like anyone's open there, you know?
I don't know. What are you trying to inquiry about?
I need to fix the machine. I need to make it go.
Why don't we just transfer over to a manager?
Yeah, because the machine doesn't go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, let me transfer over to her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's like, fuck this.
This is Christina. How can I help you?
Hi. Hi.
Excuse me?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yeah, I need to make it go.
I'm sorry?
I need to make the machine go.
You mean need to make a machine go?
Yeah, I need to fix it and make it go.
Okay, well, how can I help you with that?
Well, I was calling and I hit the transfer and it put me through to a closed apartment. And I talked to that Mexican kid that's over there. You know who I'm talking about? The overweight guy?
No.
Who put me through to you?
I'm the assistant store manager, so I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah, but who put me through to you? Who put me through to you, though, I mean?
Well, I was told to pick up the call that was holding, and that's I'm picking up the call that's holding, so I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, well, he said you would help me. He said, you want me to transfer you a manager? And I said, yeah, okay. And he said, all right. Okay. I guess he didn't.
Okay, well, they just told me I had a call holding, and I picked it up. So I'm fresh, have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, so I need to make it go. The machine needs to go. So I was calling to find out what I need to get, and I can make it go.
Well, what machine are you talking about? Are you talking about a mower, a weed eater? What in particular are you talking about?
The main machine, the main one.
The main machine?
Yeah.
What main machine?
I guess it's called the primary machine, number one, they call it.
Primary machine, number one.
Yeah.
Are you talking about something you're supposed to be repairing in our store?
I'm in the store now. I'm lost, and I don't know where to find what I need.
Okay. Do you know where customer service is?
No. That's why I'm calling.
So you're in the store and you're lost.
Yeah, I don't want to walk any more than I have to. I'm supposed to fix the machine for work. I broke the machine.
Tell me where you are.
I broke the machine. I broke the machine. But I broke the machine.
Okay, you broke a machine. Where are you in my store so I can find you?
I'm right by these spaces here.
Can you give me an aisle number?
Where's that? Like up top?
Look up at the top of the aisle and tell me the aisle number you're on.
Let me look.
It's at the end of every aisle?
Let me look.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir. Who am I talking to?
Andy.
Okay. It sounds like you're actually in the restroom.
Yeah, I'm in the restroom now, yeah.
You're in the restroom and you broke something. I'm going to send one of my male associates into the restroom to find you. Okay?
I'll send
someone in there right away.
I don't want to get in trouble. Please.
Adam, could you go into the restroom? There apparently is a gentleman in there that says he broke something.
No, I'm Adam. I'm Adam.
Did I fucking break? What? I should have told her I had a baseball bat in the bathroom. Oh, man. I hope there's some old man in there who just clogged the toilet up. They busted in there. What did you break? I broke the toilet. You motherfucker. Oh, boy. Listen, I gotta take a dump. I'm sorry, that's very crass. I have to use the bathroom and I have to get more water. So I'm going to play a Dr. Dre song here and you guys are going to listen. No, I'm not. I'm going to actually, I'm going to play the rest of the song in a prank call and I'll be right back so I can get some water and use the bathroom. Thank you.
That's what they told us today. In other words, you're still a slave. No matter how much money you got, you still ain't shit. Sitting in my living room, calm and collective. Feeling that, gotta get my perspective. Cause what I just heard broke me in half. And half the niggas I know, plus the niggas on the road, spelling laugh now, but cry much later. You see, when niggas get together, they get mad cause they can't fade us. Like my niggas from South Central Los Angeles. They found that they couldn't handle us. Bloods, grips on the same squad. With the
that crazy fucker. Happy Thanksgiving, no reason.
Hello?
Hey, bastard, how you doing?
Yeah, hello, man. I call you up, I know you respect this fucking bullshit there with the Thanksgiving and all that fucking bullshit, right?
You think it's a conspiracy also, like everything else?
Well, it's not a conspiracy, brother. It's just what you think it is, you know? It's like whatever credence you give to it, you know?
So what did you do today? Did you eat food? I mean, of course you ate food.
No, I haven't ate food today, you know? I'm so fucking depressed. I've been drinking beer all day there, you know?
What's wrong with you, Eddie?
Because last week you said I was a fucking Republican. And that kind of fucking hurt my spirit.
I'm sorry.
I thought that I was the last guy you'd ever think was a fucking Republican.
I know. I'm sorry about that. I mean, that was a low blow. I'm sorry.
That was a low blow, then, dude.
All right, man. I won't let that happen again. I know we know you're not a Republican or a Democrat. You're something else.
Well, no. I'm not like I'm a U.S. American citizen there that got a lot of. You know, hey, brother, you don't even know me, do you? You don't even fucking know me, do you?
Yeah, Not really. Well, what about your prison time? We've talked about people asking for you to tell us about your prison time. We've talked about that before. You were in there with Suge Knight.
I've been in prison with Charlie Manson's family. Millionaires that were convicted of murder. You know, millionaires, dude. I've been locked up, man. Dude, get over that fascination with being locked up in prison and shit.
All right. Well, no, it's what the people were asking. Was it federal or state?
It was state.
Yeah, because you were
California, dude. I never even had a fucking misdemeanor before I fucking started speaking the truth out against the fucking motherfuckers that controlling the state of California there,
So what did you do? Did you make a threat about the governor or something like that? What happened?
The governor?
Yeah, what'd you do?
The governor of California is a fucking Nazi piece of shit. He never bothered me, man, you know.
All right, so what happened? You've never mentioned before what you got popped for. What did you get your first
time? I didn't even have a fucking misdemeanor conviction until I started speaking out against the fucking fascist police. Coming down on my property that I legally owned and pointing guns in my face.
Why would they come down? Who called the cops on you? What was the deal?
You ever heard of campaign against marijuana planters?
I've heard of such a thing. I can imagine what
they're doing. Yeah, well, they're federally funded pieces of fucking shit, parasites, that are feeding off of us American people in this country, and they get big money there from they do not want people to smoke marijuana or grow hemp or anything. They're the filthy pieces of shit that is in office in the presidency of the United States right now. The filthy fucking pieces of fucking shit.
All right, so you were growing weed, and you got...
No, I wasn't growing weed, dude. I wasn't growing the weed. They come down on me. They come down on me with a helicopter, and I wasn't growing no weed.
Was it a black helicopter?
It was a fucking green helicopter there, motherfucker. You want to know the name of the motherfucker that was driving the helicopter?
Well, you know, they say the black helicopters, you know, unmarked black helicopters.
Okay, here's the bottom line. Is they come and stuck guns in my fucking face.
Wow.
They didn't find anything illegal, and they told me that if I knew it was good for me, I'd better forget they was ever there, right?
That's the truth.
Well, I said, fuck you, motherfucker. I said, you can't come on my fucking land and stick guns in my fucking face and then tell me that you wasn't even fucking here.
Well, it's eminent domain. I mean, they have the right to come on your property.
Who's they? Who's they?
The federal government fuckers that you say to talk about.
Well, dude, are you a federal government motherfucker?
I've been kind of having an affair with a federal girl.
Oh, so you think you got a right to go on somebody else's land and stick guns in their face?
Well, not stick guns in their face, but you can threaten them a little bit and, you know, go into their house and stuff like that.
Oh, you think you can go into somebody's house?
Well, it depends on what color their skin is. I mean, you're like dark skinned, right?
Dude, I think you're pranking me right now.
You Republicans.
You think,
Republicans.
I think
you...
Yeah. Let's see if we can get that manageress back.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to... Para obtener direcciones para la tienda, oprime 1.
Oh, I hit the wrong option.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For the... transferring to commercial sales.
All right, we'll take the same path we did last time.
Tools, this is awesome.
Tools, how did they get to you?
I'm not sure. Let me see. Well, it's possible I'm just holding the phone. What were you looking for?
What do you mean you're just holding the phone?
Well, because I actually have three different phones. So it may be someone else, but I mean, I can help you. How can I help you?
No, you're a little effeminate. Can I talk to a manager?
Absolutely. Let me walk that direction.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm walking that direction.
Okay. Yeah, was I just talking to you? You said you were going to send someone in here?
Well, I'm not sure where you are, sir. I sent someone to the restroom, and they said no one was there.
I'm not in the men's restroom. I'm in the women's restroom.
You're in the women's restroom?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have someone down there right away.
Hey, I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Well, I broke something very expensive. And
I'll be right there.
I brought it in here and I threw it against the wall. And I also had a baseball bat. And I was I was swinging the baseball bat. What?
Okay.
I brought
to address this with someone else. If you continue, I'm going to have someone come to the restroom with me. Okay?
Please.
And we're going to take care of this situation.
Okay, listen.
If you call back, you need to call back and talk to me. My name is Christina, okay?
What do you mean I got to talk to you?
Well, I'm the manager on duty. I don't want them to send it to another associate in my store. I want you to call back and talk to me if this continues to be an issue, all right?
Listen, I came in the women's restroom here with a baseball bat and I broke a lot of the fixtures. And there's water everywhere. Okay, that was fun. Anyway. Hey, let's play again. Everyone put in an option. If you do three, I'm going to have to null and void your option. But go now. Go, go, go. And when I type poop in the chat room, you will be the one. Polaris with option number one. Let's see if that option is open.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For information on deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installations, press 2. Transferring to delivery.
This is the this is the national place. All right, we'll do that. Now, Carl, you're on some delay, motherfucker. You really should only be doing this if you're using Mixler and in the IRC chat room. Other than that, I can't do nothing for you, man.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones.
All right, we'll play again.
For directions to the store.
Give me your options.
Store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with the operator, press 0.
No one's choosing.
For information deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installations.
All right, we'll go with Sage with 7. Right? No. Polaris had 4.
Transferring to appliances.
Appliances. Salesmen, motherfuckers. The biggest dicks and lows.
This is Farron Appliances. How can I help you?
Yeah. How you doing, you sales? Are you sales?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you a saleswoman?
No, Sarah.
You're a saleswoman?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's funny. Are you held to the same standards as the guys?
Just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put you on a brief hold.
Okay. What's your transformator, Christina?
Thank you.
you want to speak to the manager, my manager Christina is available if you'd like to talk to her.
Oh, boy. No, is she a, she's a woman then, right?
Yes.
Is there a male salesperson I could talk to? That would solve my problem. To be honest with you, that's all I need.
Actually, at the moment, there isn't.
Well, it's hard for me to take women salespersons seriously. I just cringe at the thought of saying saleswoman, you know, or salesperson instead of salesman.
I'm sorry, I'm actually with the customer right now. Did you want to talk to my manager?
Christina? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll talk to her. All right.
Okay, 1 second.
There we go. Back in the toilet. Hello?
This is Christina. How can I help you?
Yeah, you said to make sure I talk to you again?
Yes, sir. We've actually been to both of the restrooms, and there is no one in our restrooms. I think you have the wrong store.
I'm in the bathroom aisle. I'm inside one. I'm inside one of the shower displays. Maybe that's why you hear nothing.
Can I have your name and phone number, please?
Adam Fosher.
Okay, hold on just one moment.
All right.
And how did you get in the shower display?
Well, I broke a lot of things there. I broke several displays. I put sugar in the riding mowers.
Awesome. Can you give me your phone number, please?
And then I panicked because I saw that black man that works here, and I panicked.
Can you give me your phone number, please?
555-1212.
Yeah, that's not a phone number. Can you give me a real phone number?
Yes.
I'm going to have the police contact you in a minute, and that way we can resolve this situation all the way together.
You think they can get me out of here?
I do believe they can, so I'm going to have to call them and have them come take care of this.
Okay, but I don't want to get in trouble.
You know what? I need your phone number.
I'm not, no, not until you promise me I'm not going to get in trouble.
Well, I don't know, because if I have to call the police to get you out of this situation, I can't say what they're going
to do. Come
on,
just,
so
just.
Can I have your phone number, please?
No, I'm not going to give it to you because you're not going to.
Okay, well,
I need
you
to
have to hang up. Goodbye.
I need you to grant me a pardon. Oh boy. Alright, guys. The Cobra wants to be on. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, give me a second, please. Yeah, I just had to adjust your volume. Try talking now.
Now, how do I sound?
You're a little low. You're a little low.
Yeah. I'm on my new Galaxy Note 3 machine.
How do you like it?
Love them.
Yeah?
I love them. Yeah.
Yeah, but it sounds...
I couldn't wait.
You couldn't wait? It sounds bad, though. I can't have you on, Mr. Cobra. I'm sorry. It's
all right,
and it might be my end. I'm sorry, buddy. Bye.
That's
a bye. I roll on a Cobra on. I don't know. It might be my setup, though. I'm such an asshole. I just got rid of Cobra like that. No, but I couldn't barely hear him. That wasn't going to work out. I'm gonna call it as I see it, man. It must have been him because, like, I played the pissing sounds loud, right? Let's see. Let's play the pissing. Actually, no, it doesn't. I'm playing it now and it doesn't sound loud. I can barely hear it. But if I get it to where I can hear it, there's a hiss. See? See? Sounds like shit. Maybe here? Well, I had him about here. And there's a pretty audible hiss coming from him. I gotta work on fine-tuning that. It's a whole new setup thing, you know? Corbus says it's my fault, never his. Let me try him again now that I adjusted it. You see, that sounds loud. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, see, this is working. Yeah, it's just me. It's on me. I switched cables this weekend, and I'm still fine-tuning it. There's just a hiss, but it's on my end. I'm sorry. It's not your fault. All right?
It's never my fault.
Of course not. It's always my fault. Listen, I don't really do a show, and I don't talk bullshit. I just do pranks. So if you want, you can hang on and jump in.
I just
want
to chill.
Okay, all right. I'm going to keep playing Snoop and Dr. Dre.
I love your new format.
Thanks, buddy. I was glad to hear Aaron back last Sunday.
Yeah, that was good shit.
It was. Too bad you had trouble staying on.
Yeah, dude. My woman always forged the computer machines to work, you know, so I always had to use the phone.
Yeah.
Kind of crashing and full of shit. So,
that's cool.
I'll just chill.
So Bachi says, yeah, there's lots of white... I know, yeah, there's a lot of white noise coming on the line. All right, chat room, go ahead and put in your option between 1 and 8 without choosing 3. Do that now, and when I type that word... The first one of you to join after that, or to add after that, will be the winner for the next call we do. The numbers are coming in already.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Poop initiated. Everyone waits for me just to put poop in there. All right, we got option number 8. I don't think that's... Ooh, we'll see if that's a valid option.
For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with...
I think that's the second page.
For millwork, press 1.
All right, so we'll do 3, which was the next one from here.
Press 3. Lighting and electrical. Yep. Press transferring to plumbing. Please.
Hector got us through to the second page. Sloth hits it up with plumbing. You can do 3 from the second option. That's all it is. Sloth, why are you complaining? You picked 3, motherfucker.
Plumbing, this is Adam. How can I help you?
Hey, yeah, how you doing, man?
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I need to make the plumbing go.
Well, that's a pretty open-ended question.
Yeah, I'm trying my best that I can to make it go to the right place. I need to fix it.
All right. Can you be a little more specific for me?
Let me go into the bathroom and I'll see if I can help you, okay? Seriously? Come on. Fuck that. I'm calling him back. Fuck that guy. Fuck him, I say, Cobra. Fuck.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español.
For information on... For millwork, transferring to plumbing. Please hold.
All right, so if anyone chooses 3, then we'll go automatically to the second page and go to 3. Deal? Deal. We're not choosing right now. And there's no option 9. Thank you, Sloth. I wonder if there's a third page.
I heard you call.
Yeah, hi, plumbing?
Yeah, one moment, please. Well,
Plumbing, how can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I was called earlier. I was going to talk from the bathroom where the problem is at.
Okay, sure. What you got, Chief?
Yeah, the plumbing doesn't go. It doesn't go right.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to make it go.
You got to be a bit more specific than that.
You know the part that the water comes through?
Sure.
Yeah, right about there, above that, it's supposed to go into the one part, so it exits out, but it doesn't go.
Chief, I'll be totally honest, I'm not at all sure what you're talking about.
All right, how does the toilet go? How does the toilet go?
Well, that's, again, a fairly generic question. If you can be a little bit more specific, I'll be happy to help
you. Yeah, how do you make the toilet machine go?
I'm thinking you flush it, but I'm also thinking that's not what you need.
Well, no, I know that you flush it. Of course I know you flush the toilet. But how do you make it go? How do you make it go? When you flush it, how do you make it go? You know what I mean?
No, I honestly, I'm not totally sure at all what you're going for.
How does the water go into the thing and it goes?
It comes out of the shutoff valve. It flows. Mm. You flush it, the flapper opens, water dumps through the toilet and flows down into the sewer.
Yeah.
So at what point there, what are we trying to figure out?
Yeah, what does the chain do?
The chain would connect the handle to the flapper.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. And what is the ball cock? Oh, yeah. Tell me how a toilet works. Yeah. Here's the hang-up song.
The song of death. See, for some reason, every time they hang up on you, it's a process where they put you on hold and then you're let go. They let you go softly.
What's up?
Nothing. What you doing?
Man, I'm just kicking it.
Are y'all good? Thank
you. Nah, what you gonna do today?
Pick up my stuff.
I didn't destroy the letter.
I ain't gonna get my nails done. See. Why? What's up?
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday? These nuts.
Aw, shut up, bitch.
But I wanna ask you one question.
These nuts, love.
Hanging on the wall. What's in our hell, honey? I just don't know you have to wall.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you, yes, I got you. Thank you.
Yeah. What's up?
I got you. All right. I really like this thing of calling Lowe's, man. It's fun. All right, put your options in the chat room.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the store. For information on deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installations, press 2. Commercial sales.
George picks 6.
3. Appliances. Press transferring to flooring. Please hold.
Flooring. We haven't done a flooring one yet, I don't think. I haven't done a flooring one.
Floor department, it's Chris.
Yeah, flooring, eh?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, I need to put a section in my freighter that I can actually have the panels, like about 3 or 4 panels come out. So you can smuggle things. I'm hoping I never have to smuggle myself or anybody in it.
Sir, stop. Sir, please stop calling our store.
What do you mean?
Store.
What store?
This store. Stop calling the store.
Yeah, you know I'm talking about Star Wars. You ever watch it? The first one? A New Hope?
Stop.
Why? How do you
stop
know?
Stop calling our store.
How do you know about it? I'll stop if you tell me. Oh, man. There's an alert out about me? Probably, right? Magnum. Looks like no answer here. So I'm calling a used car lot.
We're sorry, your call could not.
Never mind. Not an existing number anymore. Moving the map to a different city, just a moment, please. Boom. Found one. Boom. All right. Option 6 will be retried here first. After that, we will take new submissions. We'll see if it's the same department here. Some of the... I did notice departments are different depending on the store. Sometimes they don't have a particular department. But the phone tree always follows the same format. The first two options are like the National Center, I believe, that handles stuff like deliveries and repair, warranty repair. And then the rest is... I mean, they always have the... You're always going to have lighting and hardware and lumber and shit.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the... For information of transferring to flooring, yeah. Please hold.
There's flooring here too.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español.
All right, everyone, give me a new option. Go, go, go. Option,
for
option, option.
On deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installations, press 2. Pro services. Press 3.
All right, Sloth, you
appliances,
pick.
Appliances, press 4.
Here we go, here we go. People are
lumber
done.
And building materials, 7. Press 5.
No, prank caller
flooring,
says 3.
Press transferring to pro services, please hold.
See, it's called pro services here. Other place it was called commercial service. Or commercial sales, actually.
Can't crack it on. The section's probably never tapped and it's updated.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones...
All right, I'll do a second page, random one, number 4.
For millwork, press 1.
4.
Paint, press transferring to lighting and electrical.
All right. My favorite is tools, man. Power tools, yeah.
Electrical.
Hey, how are you, honey?
Hello?
How you doing, honey?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Who's this?
This is Ralph. How you doing, honey?
Who are you trying to get a hold of?
I was trying to get a hold of lighting.
I'm sorry, you're really breaking up on me. I'm having problems understanding you.
Oh. I'm sorry. Does that sound better now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good, good. How you doing, honey?
How can I help you?
Good. So do you have any fixtures there hanging now? Any fans?
Yes, we do.
Okay. In your department, in lighting, or is that like ventilation?
Like ceiling fans? That's going to be the lighting and fans.
And which one are you? Your lighting?
This is the lighting and fans department.
Oh, it's actually lighting and fans.
Yes, sir, and rough electrical.
Wow, that's very good. Very nice. Very nice, honey. So where exactly are you in the store? Because it's a big fucking store, right?
When you come through the door,
uh-huh.
We're going to be the first section to the left.
Oh, that's right there then.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good, because it's a big store, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it is. All right, so do you have the long fluorescent lights?
8 foot or 4 foot?
8 foot.
Yes, sir.
All right, and can I take them out of the package just to make sure they're the right ones?
We can look at the package, and I can try and help you find the right bulbs that you need.
What about the 4 foot ones? Will you let me take those, slide those out, just to make sure? I have to make sure that they're intact.
Yes, well, you can see that the Are you looking for a two-pack, or how many do you need?
Well, I need two of them.
Yes, sir. The packaging is clear, and you can see that the bulbs are not broken.
But I can still just take it out and look real quick before I get it. What if they're broken, you can't sell them anyway, right?
That is correct. But
so just one two-pack. Just one two-pack, all right? I need to make sure the ends where the fuses go and all that, where the connectors are, I need to make sure those are intact. You can't
see those from through the packaging.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
On the 4 foot. Yes.
Not like I need to see them. Not like I need to see them, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, and then I'll need to swing them around, make sure they don't break apart really easy.
I cannot let you swing the light bulbs in the store, sir.
Can we put one of the ceiling fans on low and I'll stick it up in there just to make sure it doesn't, you know, because if it breaks, you couldn't sell it anyway. So, you know, the two that don't break, I know they're strong and I'll buy those.
No, sir, I cannot let you put a light bulb into a ceiling fan.
Do the ceiling fans not turn on or anything?
No, sir, they don't.
They don't have any power?
Not to the fan motor, sir.
Okay. I don't know then. There's got to be a way to make sure that they're not broken, you know?
You can visually inspect the light bulbs to check the integrity of the glass to see that it is not broken.
Can I bring a baseball bat with me?
No, sir.
Or like a tactical club? A retractable club?
No, sir. I would appreciate it if you would not.
Just to test it on the light bulbs, you know?
I understand, sir.
Okay, well, I'm here right now. I'm in appliances. Okay. So I'm in appliances and I already have the baseball bat.
Okay.
Or I can pick up like a hammer?
No, sir, I cannot let you use a hammer on the light bulbs.
All right, well, I'm gonna be buying a hammer. I'm gonna go pick up a hammer now before I come over there to see the light bulbs. Okay.
No, sir, I cannot let you use a hammer on the light bulb.
No, I'm just gonna bring the hammer. I'm just letting you know that's what I'm gonna be doing.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna slide by and pick up a shovel too.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
Those would be in the seasonal department.
Okay, all right. I'll go to the seasonal, then I'll swing by and tools, and I'll pick up a hammer. And do you have any electrical outlets there in your section?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to bring a nail gun also. I'm going to bring it and take that out of the package also to test it out there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because you're allowed to test out. I know you're allowed to test out all the power tools, right?
No, sir, you cannot test the power tools.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. It's a policy. You can. You have test pieces of wood and everything.
You'd have to ask the tool department about
that. They already
told
me. They made an agreement. I already have it here. They said I can test it out anytime.
Well, like I said, you'd have to ask the tool department about
that. I'm going to come and I'll plug in over there in one of your outlets there in your department to test it out on the light bulbs.
No, sir, you cannot test anything on the light bulb.
Is there any way, can I make like a deck of cards, like a tower out of a deck of cards, but using light bulb containers instead? And then I'll shoot the nail gun. I'll shoot nails on it. Here we go. The hang up call of death. It's good, it gives me a moment to mark the time and start the music again. I love it. Well, we've already been pretty much banned from one of those today. Let's continue with this one. He's like, no, sir, you can't. You can't plug in here.
He's got shitty customers.
Yeah. Sloth, how do I sound now? Oh, wait, I can't hear you. Hang on. How do I sound now, sir?
Sound good.
I sound good? All right. Yep. All right, now say something.
Balls.
There we go. Problem solved. This sounds much better. All right, let's continue on. Back to Lowe's. Lowe's. You like the Lowe's call sloth? What do you think? You think enough?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're fun. The ones last weekend were hilarious. Like, every department had its own quirk to it. I should call that same one again. And I remember it's the one in my old hometown. I've been there many times. Alright, I might copy paste no working. Oh, duh, I don't copy paste in here. Oh, dude, Sloth, I keep doing that, man. I keep pasting a Skype instead of my new setup. Stupid.
Yeah, you used to venture.
Yeah, well.
Gonna take like 2-3 years.
Yeah. Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
Alright, hit up your options in the chat room, please.
1. For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with the operator, press 0.
Alright, whoever does the first one, because I just hit poop.
For information on deliveries, press 1.
Nobody? For really? Nobody?
Installations, press 2. All right. Pro services.
We'll do a random one again.
For millwork, press 1. Paint, press 2. Transferring to nursery, please hold.
Oh, I had an idea for paint last week and no one picked up in the paint department. What the fuck was that? Shit.
House Lawn and Garden.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
What are you doing there? Your house, Lawn and Garden?
House Lawn and Garden, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, what do you recommend for growing stuff? Outside. What the fuck? Come on. He's like, bullshit. I ain't got time for that. Motherfucker. Every single day, really though,
you know me, I'm the smooth macadamia. Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the store, press 1. For information on delivery, press 1. For millwork, press 1. Paint, press 2. Transferring to paint, please hold.
I think I remember what it was. I think I was going to drink paint with a straw. I think that's what it was. I think so. I really need to start writing shit down like Dyad, man. Yeah, hey. You guys mix the paint there for me? Hello?
Say that again?
Do you mix the paints for me?
Yes, we mix paints, yes.
Okay. Can I bring anything in to get the color of it?
Yes, we can usually get close, not exact, on color matches.
But you have a color match computer machine, right?
Yeah, but it's a machine. It's not perfect.
Okay. Do I bring a picture, or is it better to bring the actual item that I want scanned?
No, you have to bring the item, not a picture.
Okay, that could be a problem. How private is it there?
Private.
Yeah.
It's not very private.
Can I bring in some of those Asian, like those bamboo dividers that you can divide, the Asian people use to divide like sushi restaurants and stuff? You know what I mean?
I'm not really sure where you're coming from,
well,
my friend.
I'll tell you what.
You gotta bring in the item in order for us to even attempt.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna get some plywood from lumber and make like a little box around that workstation where you can scan the items, so that no one can see what I'm doing.
Like, that'd be fine.
Like, maybe you can just turn it on for me or tell me how to operate it. How do you operate it?
Just, we've got to go through a series of computer deals on computer.
Is it a Windows computer, Windows 95?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Windows 95. Oh, that's good. Okay. All right. How close can it get to skin color?
Sir, it's a hit or miss. It's a machine. It doesn't
get it exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't. We don't get the colors exact. They're close.
It's a machine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Computer machine.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but the machine should be infallible, right?
Is there really anything that's infallible?
There's a few things. Computers are infallible. It's whatever you put into them. You know? And I have I have a perfect pretty penis. So what's going in to the computer is perfect. Infallible. As a matter of fact, it's fallible. It's a phallus. That's why they call it phallus, because it's the perfect organ.
All right, bring it in and we'll try to match it, all right? All right,
I'll bring in my phallus and we'll match it. Bye. We'll match my penis.
Hit really bad timing on that statement.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thanks to the Mixer chat room for giving me the idea to say infallible there. That was perfect. So ain't no need for your mama to trip, cause you's a hustling ass youngster climbing the grid. Is Tabachi still going to do a show, or did I knock him out with rotation? Oh, shit.
I don't know if he... I don't remember saying it, actually.
I saw the whispers about him doing a show after I was done with my call. He says, no worries. Okay. All right, Sloth, think of a number.
You mean like a phone number or just a random integer?
I'm sorry, yeah, one of those integers there.
Five.
All right, we'll do a five.
Thank you for calling. For information...
Is that still super loud?
For building materials...
It's still the same weird, like, intrusive tone to it, but it doesn't overstream, so I don't know if there's a way for you to fix that, really. It's
weird. Yeah, is any flooring? What's going on here? Am I being hung up on, really? This better be a transfer. Motherfucker. I'm over it. We'll stay in this town and prank call their neighbors, because they have disappointed Carlito with their lack of cooperation and my new attack on Lowe's. There's a cinema. Likely won't. Oh, it's a draft house cinema. All right. I'm going to have a bachelor party there. Let's see if they answer. Yeah, nigga, what's up with all that motherfucking shit you was talking, nigga?
Hey,
buddy, it's the Alamo Draft House Cinema, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you allow, like, renting out of the actual viewing room?
Yes, you can actually rent a theater.
Uh-huh.
The person you would need to talk to in order to discuss something like that would be Lacey. That's our private event coordinator.
Okay, and you serve alcohol?
You serve alcohol?
Hello? Yes, we do have a full bar. We have a full bar and a full kitchen.
And you'll bring it out to us while we're watching the movie?
It just depends on what you discussed with Lacey.
Yeah, we want to just have beers brought to us. And do you have ladies that bring it out? Like pretty girls? It's for we're going to have a bachelor party. We're going to rent it out. And we're going to put like a movie on that we all want to watch. And we're going to be drinking and playing cards and stuff.
I mean, that's all something you'd have to discuss with the event coordinator.
Yeah, we're bringing... Can I talk to her? Because I want to like bring a few strippers too to hang out with us and everything. We'll be doing coke and blow, all that shit. We'll be doing some Molly. All right.
Again, I'm going to give you the email for this.
When is she there? Is she there tomorrow? I can talk to her, you know?
Sir, I'm going to give you her email address.
No! I don't want a fucking email. I want to fucking know when I fucking talk to her, motherfucker.
Honestly, I don't have time.
You don't have the balls. You don't have the grapes. That's what you're trying to say, right? He doesn't have the grapes.
Listen up, nigga. You know Lucifer.
Nah.
You're about to meet him, motherfucker.
Come to mind, why your motherfucking brother is hard to find.
Motherfucker.
With mine, stupid fuck can't fuck with a mastermind. See, I never take a step on a Compton block. Or a lay one out that can't ready to pop.
Thank you for calling the Red Station Cracker Barrel.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you have that country store there with all the nice little knickknacks and everything?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you have anything good there for me that I can put my weed in?
What?
Yeah.
No.
You don't have anything there, maybe, that I can has like a nice little compartment on it that
no.
I can buy?
No.
Okay, well, I'm in the bathroom right now, and I don't want my mom to know that I have pot.
Who is this?
I just bought some from one of the cooks there.
Who is this?
My name's Andy.
Andy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm there eating with my family, but one of the cooks sold me some pot here in the bathroom. Yeah, he sold me, like, weed. Like, drugs, you know, weed.
Yeah, I know what that is. Can you please hold?
Okay.
By the way, they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces for a taste of whiskey. I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold them.
Know when to fold them.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Would you like to talk to the manager?
Are you working in the country store part? That's what I really need help with, you know?
What you need help with?
Well, I told you, one of the cooks sold me some pot in the bathroom. And I need to buy something out of my allowance money from your country stores that I can put it in so that my mom doesn't know.
$18.39. Okay, you can't come out and pay for it?
What's $18.39?
Okay, hold on, okay?
Okay.
You can hope for him to die in his sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window. Crushed out his
name. Sloth, say something.
Went off to sleep.
Met up with Gamble.
Somewhere in the darkness.
Yeah.
The gambler, he broke even.
Love this fucking song.
In his final words, I found an ace that I...
You got to know when to fold them. Hello? It sounds like I'm in the toilet shitting and singing.
Motherfuckers in black and white. Ain't the only motherfuckers I got to fight.
Turn it down. Oh, shit. With your niggas looking at me going, God damn, this is the city. If you survive, a nigga gotta be a gangster. El Rancho Mexican. Yeah. Sloth, talk to a Mexican restaurant. Do some science so I can work on levels, you know?
Is it a corporate?
No, it is a small chain. They're in Houston.
I might be able to get something. I don't know. We'll try.
All right. I know. Mexican usually doesn't work out for me.
Sometimes at Mexican places.
I know recently I had the lady, she was going to record me. Oh, she's going to put me in their record. And I kept calling back, asking them to please not put me in the record. That was a good call.
I think I heard that.
The permanent record.
Hey, this is actually Ron Newman. I'm calling from the sanitation and meat department machine.
Okay.
How are you guys doing today? Any issues, any customers that have complained about your meats, your beef in particular?
Give me a second, okay? Let me transfer the call to the manager, okay?
Okay, hurry the fuck up.
Give me a second.
You're choppy on Skype.
Hmm.
It might be me.
It looks like.
Yep. Still gotta find that and edit it, man. Hep is so good, man.
Hello, sir. Yes, this is Mr. Newman. I'm calling from the meat sanitation department machine.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm calling from the meat and sanitation department machine with the office. It seems that we have you marked down here, your restaurant, as a potential candidate for tainted beef. We need to perform some tests over the phone here.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you. You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Sly.
Am I coming through weird?
Yeah,
sir.
You're chopping. Man.
Sir, can you hear me,
back?
Sir? Can you understand
really
the words that I'm saying
back.
To you?
I got it. Hey. Oh, man. He said call back, man.
Can you hear me all right?
You're choppy, too. Well, me, yeah. But that, again, that might be my Skype. You know?
I mean, he said we're cutting in and out. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah.
Let me close everything on here. All right. Now do some blah, blahs, please.
Blah, blah, blah.
You're still a choppy.
I can actually kind of get. Hold on. There's some feedback on.
Do an echo test. See if it's you.
Balls.
Oh,
yeah, I believe I was just speaking with you. Your name was Hector, was it?
You were speaking to me?
Yeah, I believe so. It was about the tainted meat. This is Mr. Newman. I'm calling from the sanitation machine.
Okay, I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Okay, well, I'm coming through a little bit better now. You have to understand this matter is pretty urgent. It concerns the livelihood of your business.
It concerns the livelihood of your business.
Okay, so what is this call about?
I will translate.
Well, essentially, the issue is we're having a batch of tainted meat that we had reports about, and we have your restaurant down as one of the candidates for tainted beef, so we need to perform some tests over the phone to make sure that you're not affected.
Okay.
Listen, there's no time for discussion. I need you to get a bucket and 4 ounces of chuck, you know, ground chuck.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who are you with?
My name's Mr. Newman. I'm with the sanitation meat machine.
Uh-huh. Okay,
that's pretty much all there is to it. We handle meat recalls.
Okay, hold.
Okay, hurry up.
I gotta get a cordless phone so I can go to the kitchen, okay?
Yeah. And get a bucket and some meat while you're at it.
Okay, hold on.
Slot. Hey.
What's up?
Hey, be rude, and when he says he doesn't understand you, tell him that you're going to put a translator on, and I'll just jump in and say it everything in Spanish. So we'll get around the issue because you're still choppy. Okay? Okay.
I think you're lying. You're going to say other stuff in Spanish.
I could do that too. But no. I'm going to say the same thing you do. But it'll be funny because you'll be like, I speak English just fine, and I'll keep insisting. I hope you didn't hear me. Shit.
Still really coming through that choppy?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I could try one last thing. Don't worry, Slav. I'll try something.
I don't think it's me because I'm listening to myself and it's not.
It might. Maybe I can just reboot this. The laptop's been up for a few days and it's not.
Fair enough.
It's not the healthiest image of Windows 7 I have on it. I haven't re-imaged it in a while. It's about due.
It's. For it could be. Yeah, it's saying the connection speeds are slow too. I know mine's not, but using a lot of bandwidth right now?
No. Not more than I usually do.
Let me see if maybe I am.
I don't think so. Man, it takes a long time.
Hey. Thanks, Carl. Hey.
Well,
how can I help you?
Yeah, how are you, honey? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Yeah. Hi. Can I make an order? Oh, bitch.
She couldn't figure out how to hang up the phone either.
Monkey. On that note, Planet of the Apes coming out on the 11th.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Totally unrelated.
Thanks, Carla. Whopper House, how may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay, hold on. Just 1 minute, okay?
Okay, honey.
How big do you think the gorilla penises will be in Planet of the Apes?
Pretty big, I hope. I hope they grew in relation to their cognitive abilities, the penises, and the balls, too, and the tits. Yeah. Vice has 3 episodes of like a prelude to the new movie. I don't know if you saw it. I believe it's on the motherboard stream.
Is it like a making of, or is it?
No, it's an actual backstory. It's kind of cool. Huh. Yeah. The last one, the third one, is really cool. It follows the path of a gun during the whole breakdown of society that occurs in between the two movies.
Very artsy.
Yeah, the simian flu, apparently. It kills, I believe, what is it? I think only 1 in 50 people survive or something like that. Something like that.
Monkey AIDS.
Monkey AIDS. Airborne monkey AIDS. Oh my god, this takes forever. I'm here in the toilet.
It's gonna suck, George. Every second or third movie of a franchise sucks.
You're here in the toilet with me now. I don't know. The first one I thought sucked of these. It wasn't that
good. Okay, sir. Thank you for holding. How may I help you?
Hey, honey. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, honey?
How you doing? How may I help you?
Yeah, I need you to make an order.
Okay, what you need?
All right, 1 egg.
A egg?
Yeah, 1 egg.
1 egg. And how do you want the egg?
Cooked.
How do you want the egg? Scrambled, over light, medium?
Cooked.
Say it again?
Cooked. Cook them. I need you to cook them.
Okay.
Yeah. With some heat.
You know, okay.
And some seasoning, a little bit of...
What else you need?
One bread.
Okay, bread.
Uh-huh.
Want meat?
What kind of meat?
Breakfast meat.
Okay, you want ham, bacon, or sausage?
Like from pork, pork-based.
Which one do you want?
The like the pork-based one.
So you want the sausage?
Which is pork? Is sausage pork?
Uh-huh, yes. And the bacon and the ham.
So, that narrows it down.
Huh?
That narrows it down perfectly.
Okay, I know, but which one do you want?
The
ham, the bacon, or the sausage?
However the pork one, whichever one comes from the pig. Whichever is the best cut of the pig.
Okay, and would you like anything to drink?
One soda.
Okay, what kind of soda?
With ice, carbonated, with flavoring, natural flavorings.
Okay. And your name?
Adam.
Who?
Adam.
Adam? Okay.
Uh-huh. How long will it be and how much?
It shouldn't be that long.
How much?
I have to add it up.
Let's go. Hurry up! I got an idea, motherfucker!
Sounds like somebody's angry in the background.
God!
Hello?
Hi!
You're calling 39.
I need to add, I'm sorry. Can I add one last thing? Some hash browns?
Just regular?
Huh?
Just regular hash browns?
Well, okay, I need them. Are you ready to write it down, how I need them?
Go for it.
All right, doubled,
mm-hmm.
covered, smothered,
okay.
diced, sourced.
What is sourced?
Sourced, lived, reported, encoded, disconnected, housed, fronted. Americanized, outsourced, parked, manufactured, addicted, random words for my hash browns. New thing! I want to see how many I can get off on these motherfuckers. Dark Stranger, hello, are you there? Hi, you're in the toilet with me. Alright.
Just where you going to find me?
She won't be nigga with the biggest nuts. And guess what? Turn down your toilet.
I am the fiend. I'm not even the biggest nuts, apparently.
This is Dark Stranger's first visit to the Madhouse Glory Hole. We're going to interview her before we start. We got nice gentlemen all lined up for her.
Would they like to know who I'm the nigga with the biggest nuts?
Yeah.
That's my number one quality.
Yeah. I think it's going to be the guy with dreadlocks, smells like weed, wears sunglasses indoors, and he's really tall and slim.
Like Corey and Hart. This is night.
Yeah, but black. The black Corey Hart. Oh. Snoop Dogg. Calvin Broaddus.
He's back to being Snoop Dogg now, isn't he? Snoop Lion.
I think that was a gimmick for him to get some weed for a few days. I think that's what it was.
He's pretending to be Jamaican.
Yeah.
And ended up like Holy Mount Zion shit.
Yeah, he pretty much just wanted to hang out with Rastas in Jamaica, smoke a lot of weed for a few months while he recorded a reggae album, and now I think he's pretty much done. I bet
he had the flag on upside down, didn't he?
I don't know. He would join Kabbalah if he meant he could smoke more weed.
Got arrested for having a giant joint.
Oh yeah?
It's huge, like, yeah, bigger than your arm.
Wow. Nice. And thick like a baseball bat. Filled with nice hot goopy cum. Hey Sloth, are you here now?
I'm still here. I can't really hear the DS.
Oh, we're off to the beat.
What up?
Hang on.
I can't just not keep it free.
I know, right? Will you make it?
They're all chilled out. They've gotten shot before.
I'll call a different one. These motherfuckers here don't answer, lazy motherfucker.
You're not doing that much gang shit anymore. I don't know, you know.
Right. Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, you go to UCF?
No.
Oh, I do. That's cool, right?
Yeah.
I need to make an order.
Okay, we're not able to take it over the phone anymore.
Why?
We have to come into the store.
Why, because of colored people messing it up?
Yeah. Because of who?
Because of colored people messing it up?
No, it's just people that call. They call for the store down the road. And
I was there once, and like Dwight Howard was in there, and he was like, I ain't going to pay shit, motherfucker, he said.
Okay.
Were you there when that happened?
No.
Fuck, man, you missed it. Which one do you think will take an order over the phone? Probably not West Colonial because there's a lot of black people there, right?
No.
You don't think? Yeah, there's a lot of people that go to the West one. That's over in Pine Hills, man. Oh, I bet you down by Disney. You know there's that Waffle House in Disney? On Apopka Island, close to Disney?
I don't know any other Waffle House.
Oh, you don't? Oh, well, you don't get out much, huh? Are you a poor girl?
No.
You're low socioeconomic? That's okay, honey. You don't have to be embarrassed. I go to UCF. But, hey, you ever see that video where the rapper's like, you can go wherever you want? And he goes to Burger King, and the girl's like, oh, I'm poor. You know, I'm a poor black girl. And the rapper's like, yeah, I'll take you out and we can fuck and, you know, drink and don't bring any clothes. You buy them. I'll buy them for you.
I have a lot of work to do.
You know, you can have whatever you like. Who was that? T.I., right?
Okay.
You like T.I.? Do you like Ty? You like him?
No. Okay. So
you don't like Ty? No.
No.
Oh. Do you like Beast? I like Beastie Boys. Do you like the Beastie Boys? Do you like MF Doom?
Just keep going.
What's up?
Do you like the Aquabats? Tipton?
Do you eat?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, God bless you. I wanted to make an order so I can go by and pick it up. I just saw the fireworks, man. The fireworks are crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. You ready for my order?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I need a double order of hash browns. Okay, I'm going to add some stuff to it. Are you ready to copy it down?
Go ahead.
I like my special. All right, I want them smothered, covered, diced, pickled, aborted, attacked, shut down,
okay,
gorged, masturbated. All right. Still there. Stupid. Yeah, you're there.
All over.
You're there still, stupid. Did you get all those options?
Baby, did you order my food?
Still there.
I don't think he can figure out how to hang up the phone.
You dumb monkey, you. Hey, how big are your sexual organs?
How big are your pancakes?
Do you have peanuts?
I don't know. He sounds pretty effeminate.
I hung it up. I killed it. I killed it. Let's go to Miami. See, see if I find one in Liberty City.
Jeez, here, motherfucker. I don't know. Immediately what I think of.
Yeah. I'm capping shit up like a western flick. The kingpin of the click, top knock, 17 shot, black cock, so all niggas drop. Them in the milk won't get broke off for trying to serve the best. All right, zooming in on Liberty City.
Call Snoop Dogg.
I don't know if any of this shit is open on Sunday. It's all police. Liberty Square Head Start. No. Family Dollar Store, see if they're open. What? What's that?
Except they have personal massagers.
I don't know where I was coming from.
Who's hanging up?
What's that?
It's a weird noise. Doo-doo-doo. I don't know what that was.
Oh, that was me. Sorry. Oh. Sorry.
I got scared.
I'm scared.
Hey, how are you, honey?
Hi.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Hi, hello. Family Dollar, how may I help you?
Hey, are you a black?
What did you say?
Are you a black? That was stupid of me to ask.
Oh, hell no.
That was stupid of me. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I don't want to call back there because it sounded like shit. Here's a place called Mr. Black Clothing. Mr. Black Clothing.
Mr. Black Clothing.
I doubt they're open at this time on a Sunday, but you never know. This is Miami. They stay up pretty late there. Right. Mr. Black Clothing. I was going to ask if it's black people clothing.
He's made of black people?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is that Mr. Black Clothing? Mr. Black Clothing?
Who's calling?
This is Eddie. Is this Mr. Black Clothing?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's like black people clothes?
Well, yeah, I guess it is. Well, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's good. And what do black people like to wear? Because I like how black people wear and what they say, the things they say is really cool, you know? They know what's cool.
What you want?
I want to wear some stuff that's cool, like a black person, you know, because I like to talk like black people. Like, I'm like, hey, man, what's up, man?
I don't think you're going to make it there.
What? No, but what do you wear? What are you wearing? Uncle Tom.
Fuck.
Hey, man. Come on, man.
He's like, I dealt with enough of this shit in my life. Fuck you.
Hello, Mr. Black.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Don't be like that, my nigga. What's up, man?
Yo, man, if you got something serious to do, go do it, man. Don't play games.
I'm going to pork your wife. How about that? That's serious.
Wow, you want to play?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Go ahead and get it.
That's right, boy. Hey, did you see that movie Bad Boys 2? Yeah, okay. Alright, we're moving along. I said the N-word. That wasn't nice.
I hate saying
it.
I don't know.
Come on. Let's call it.
Right, when I'm singing along with songs, I'm like, I don't know if I should.
I know, right? Isn't it awkward? What do you do in those situations? Chris Rock said that we were allowed to say it now.
If we're singing along with gangster rap?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Like the song I just played, Rat-a-tat-tat, a moment ago, he said you can say it in that song. That's actually the example that he used.
Because I enjoy some Snoop Dogg and stuff, and I'm kind of like,
yeah,
singing along.
You want a nigger on his motherfucking back, you know?
Just say
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Nigger!
N-word sounds so silly.
Who was it? It's fine. Who's the one that said, a nigger on his fucking back? Was that Chappelle or Chris Rock? I said that one about that song.
That's a good question.
Yeah. He was
like, either everybody gives it up or, you know.
He said the rule is you can't say it like that. You can't be like, you know, a white guy and you go, a nigger, like get really into it. He said he
had, if you're being a dick and like insulting somebody.
Like you start doing the Heil Hitler salute during the song whenever you hear the N-word.
Got no hate for anybody.
Yeah.
But
hey, it's cool. It's in the song, man.
I enjoy music.
You just like, oh.
You lose your rhythm, you know? It's like, oh, I don't know if I should say this. It's pretty bad. But I know, like, some of the music I listen to, I'm like, the whole thing behind this song sounds terrible. It's like beating up women and shit. It's like, oh.
It's fun.
Objectifying women. I'm like, oh, well.
It's cool.
They like,
you know,
it. They need
quality
it.
Music that you enjoy, and then you have bullshit music.
They need it.
If you don't, beat them, though, how are they going to learn to listen?
That's right. I gotta take a break.
The other day, they played a song like "Daddy Drinks All the Time." Something off.
I'm gonna take a break. Give me a few minutes. I will play prank calls. Bye.
I'm done. Radio will be back right
after this. Hello, this is pharmacy technician Francisco. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yeah, is there an American I can speak to?
An American?
Mm-hmm. Like an American citizen?
I'm an American citizen, sir.
But you sound a little ethnic, you know?
No, I do not know.
Mm-hmm. But you said your name was what, Francisco?
Correct.
Yeah. What are the names of the other people there?
I'm not quite sure. I'm not even physically at that location.
What are you doing there? Why are you answering the phone?
Because I'm the pharmacy care center, and we handle all of Walgreens' calls, sir.
That's bullcrap. I needed to talk to an American pharmacist man.
Oh, okay, well, with that attitude, you're not going to speak to anybody, sir. I apologize.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right. Well, would you like to speak to a pharmacist?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get him on the line one moment.
Yes, him, please. Thank you. I saved that one. I was polite. Owned up to being rude.
Hello?
my stuff, but all of a sudden my iTunes and my laptop won't make the sound.
That sucks. The fuck?
I'm trying to do background sounds. I can't. I don't get it. Everything's okay in the mixer. I don't get it.
Back to the sock up.
I'm starting to get tired of this.
Do you think he just said, like, fuck you? Call back and talk to him again.
God damn. I don't know why I hung in that long. I'm sorry.
Don't care. Pretty good music. Do, 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 do.
Do, do. Ow.
Damn.
Sorry.
What the hell is that? That's why I turn off all my message sounds.
I was sloth again.
Sounds shitty.
Sloth making noise over there again. Thanks, Sloth.
That was me.
Phone isn't even ringing
ding,
now.
Ding, ding, ding. It was you.
Yeah, it was. That's what the lie detector just said. Okay, Presidente Supermarket in Miami. I'm going to guess it's a Cuban-owned motherfucker.
Ooh. They have Presidente beer, then? That's beer, right?
Man. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Why?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hi.
That's good. Yeah. Is this an American company?
No.
Is there an American I can talk to?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a black, or are you, what are you exactly?
Hold on.
Okay. I forgot what my idea was for Presidente. Shit.
Damn. Ask for the president. Ask her how to cook collard greens. Remember that one? Or was that Brad? I can't remember. That was a good one.
You got to know when to hold up.
Ask her if she knows when to hold him.
Yeah.
Oops.
Niggas be brown nosing these hoes and shit.
Do they have crime?
Taking bitches out to eat and spending money on these hoes. You know what I'm saying? I treat a bitch like 7-Up. I never have, I never will. I tell a bitch like
this.
Thank
you for calling
Bitch,
Big Destiny.
You without me is like hell melvin without the blue notes. You never go platinum.
Your call may be monitored for quality assurance. To begin your Clevelander or Essex House hotel experience, please select from the following menu options.
Experience.
Room reservation, please press 1. For sales, please press 2. Dining reservations at Zen Sai, please press 3.
Just give me front desk.
Service reservations at Clevelander, please.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
The Clevelander Steamlender.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Clevelander and Essex Hotel. The lady speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, honey, baby. Are you with the front desk machine?
I'm sorry?
Are you at the front desk?
No. Which front desk do you need to speak to? At Clevelander or Essex House?
Clevelander.
Give me one moment.
I'm stuck in the bathroom.
One moment.
There's a chicken attacking me.
Okay.
All right.
It's a beautiful day at the Cleveland Essex House Hotel. This is Michael speaking. How can I assist you?
I don't think it's very beautiful right now.
I'm sorry? Hello?
I don't think it's very beautiful right now, I said. There's a chicken. I'm in the bathroom in my room. There's a chicken loose in my room.
I was staying in the hotel.
Yeah, and there's a chicken that's attacking me inside my bedroom, and I had to lock myself in the bathroom.
Okay, okay. What's the room number, sir? Sir, what's the room number?
Oh my God! Get out of here,
sir.
Get out.
What's the room number?
Get out.
Sir, what's your room number?
Oh my God.
Sir, what's your
He's violent. His eyes are red. He's pecking at the door. He's putting holes in the door. Like, it's already to the point where his beak is sticking through the door into the bathroom.
What's the room number?
Oh, the room number here? I think it's 120-something. Oh, man. That was getting exciting. Ah!
Call it KFC. Say there was a live one.
I caught this motherfucker here. He's on my property.
Say it was in the bucket.
Yeah.
To begin your Clevelander or Essex House hotel experience, please select from the following menu options.
Experience.
Reservation. Please press 1.
Adventure.
For sale, please press 2. For dining reservations at Zen Sai, please 3. For bottle service reservations at Clevelander,
oh my God,
please press 4.
Leaving.
For the marketing department, please press 5.
There's 0 again or something.
Payment. Please.
Fine. I couldn't hear the options.
Like, it's so long.
You talked over it.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
Tell me to shut up then. It's okay. I don't give a shit.
Hey, hey.
Shut up, woman.
Shut up. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, can you shut up? Can you put me through to the Clevelander? No, nobody. Come on. Hello?
Oh, you're going to hang up. I'm ruining your night.
Hey, Dez, give me a light, nigga. Hand them the big bow. I scratch you off my balls with my motherfucker. Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
You're the one that asked for me. It's not my fault to talk to
I'm not mad. No, it's okay. I was just joking. Please,
right? I really don't give a shit.
Calm your tits down. I'm down.
Y'all nigga tan up shit.
But we got something old and something new for y'all tonight. Put your hand together for Snoop Dogg. Put your hand together. Sloth drop out, that motherfucker.
He said he was here. Everyone should be.
He's a Hitler. That's what they say.
You know, some of these niggas is so deceptive. Using my steps like a contraceptive. I hope you get burnt. Seems you haven't learned. It's the knick-knack, paddy-whack. I still got the biggest sack. So put your gun away, run away, cause I'm back. Wow. Hit him up, get him up, spit him up. Now, tell me what's going on. It make me wanna holler cause my dollars come in ozone. Snow for the break-off, so take off. And quit trying to spit at my motherfucking hoes. Speaking of hoes, I get to the point.
I'm taking too long.
Cause I rolled you a joint, use a flea. Hand them the big go. I scratch you off my balls with my motherfucking paws. Y'all's
someone needs to count how many times he talks about his balls in a song.
Yeah. And his draw. He's like, my balls.
Dick
he must have like really big balls. I think his balls are bigger than his dick. Have you seen his YouTube show that he does, man? All he
no.
does, he smokes a ton of weed and interviews people. Hey, honey, how are you?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm bad.
Okay.
I'm stuck in the toilet.
Okay, great.
There's a chicken inside my room. Sick. I took too long to do that. Let me just leave it alone.
I love that song he did with Willie Nelson.
Yeah, you gotta know when to fucking hold on.
Sure.
Hey, calling Hotel Majestic. This is Justin. I'm a director call.
Yeah, there's a chicken loose inside my room, and I'm hiding in the bathroom.
I'm sorry?
There's a chicken loose in my room, and I have to be hiding in the bathroom now.
Okay, then what room are you in, sir?
I'm not sure. All my stuff's outside, and I have no clothes on.
Okay. Don't worry, I'll have the police help you with that. Hold on.
I think it's 120. God damn it. They don't believe the chicken story at all.
Snake, maybe?
A snake. An alligator.
How about that cat, Luxacat? Did you ever hear that one?
No. Oops, I hung up the wrong one. I'm a stupid. Hang on, I just hung up on the stranger.
Well.
I'm sorry. What cat?
Hello? Oh, it's a cat. Did you ever hear that story? They called 911 on the cat.
No. Really? Why? What was the cat doing?
Seriously, it was called Bucks the Cat.
Okay. No, I never heard of it.
I wasn't saying that just to, like, bring up shit.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not going there. How about that? I'll say that. I'm not going there.
Yeah, no, that's not why I said it.
Yeah. La Playa Supermarket, yeah.
The beach. I'll show you the story later.
Show me story here. Yeah. Show me.
Anyway, the cat was not really even by the cat whisper.
Do you have a machine?
Yeah.
Do you have a machine?
What kind of machine?
The machine, the main machine.
The what?
The machine that I use for the food, the groceries, the machine.
No.
What do you mean no? You use this grocery store.
Yeah.
So you have a machine.
What kind of machine?
The machine for the food, machine. The machine, the stuff goes in the machine when you get it.
Would you get ham or something like this?
No, man. It's like the food goes in the machine and you go like, me.
No, he finished.
You go motherfucker like that to it and you hit it on the side. Huh?
Hey, come here.
Yeah, I'll go there and I'll kick you in the balls.
Yeah, fuck you.
Motherfucker, you.
Motherfucker, bitch, come here, stupid.
Maricón.
You, Maricón, come here. Yo, come here, man. Come.
Puta madre.
Puta, come here.
Puta madre, motherfucker. Yeah, bitch. Your mother, bitch.
Foggy.
Damn.
Motherfucker, foggy.
No. Oh, no. Are you Colombian? Hello? Whatever. That was fun.
Ding, ding, ding.
We had a winner there. And those are 4 beeps, not 3. I was saying 4 beeps the last time we were doing calls. I was saying 3 beeps the last time. It is 4 beeps, not 3. Motherfucker faggot. The ham. Motherfucker faggot. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, ¿tiene lechón?
¿Eh?
¿Lechón?
No.
¿No hay lechón?
No.
Motherfucker.
Burrón, tu madre.
You fucking asshole. Wow. Well, my caller ID trick works.
Hee hee.
Motherfucker. Fucking fag.
I like how all these songs sound pretty much the same.
Yeah, just like they look, right? Is that what?
He's our world. Oh, baby. He's so down. He's our world. Motherfucking world.
All right, let's look at this guy here who checked in the hotel.
What a stupid thing to do.
And now we will show him the true meaning of power. Of telephone power.
Good morning, boys and girls. I'm your substitute teacher. My name is Mr. Buckworth. The topic.
My name is Brad Carter.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yippee-o, yippee-o. Yo, yo, yo. Alright, I give up on this. Fuck a Holiday Inn. This is for the jeans,
and this is for the hustler. This is for the hustler. Off the chill at the Holiday Inn.
There's a hotel in Bali. I don't know. Now let me drop some. There's a hotel in Moscow. It's 199. I don't have the full name though. It's Snoop Dogg. I'm on the mic. I'm back with Dr. Dre.
But this time I'm gonna hit your ass with a touch. He's back again with Dr. Dre.
There he is. I told you. So sit back, relax. Snoop Jacks get smacked. It's Snoop Doggy Dogg. I'm at the top. Alright, there's someone staying supposedly in a hotel in Mecca. Still checking. Right. That's gonna be expensive though. The call Mecca right now. So is it the Hajj right now? What's he doing there?
So check it, I just get busy, Mecca, I make you get dizzy. I blow up your mouth like I was dizzy.
The lesbian, I'm crazy, and you can't raise me. I'm for the week at the Hampton Inn. I don't fuck with the stress, I'm all about the chronic. Bionic, you see, every single day chilling with the Deagle Double G's. D-O-U-N-D, that's my clique, my crew. You fuck with us, we got to fuck you up. I thought you knew, but yet you stay. You wanna get real, now it's time to peel. You say chill and feel. The motherfucking realism, Snoop Doggy Dogg is on the mic, I'm hitting hard as steel. This is for the jeans, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the jeans. This is for the jeans,
I hustle her.
This
is for the hustlers, now back to the jeans. How
many hoes in the motherfucking group? Wanna take a ride in my city? Yeah, hi, can I be transferred to a room, please? A guest, Sean is his name, last name is Thulin.
So last name is, sorry?
Thulin.
How do you spell that?
Thulin.
Yeah, please do a transfer pool.
Thank you. Excellent. Make it in time.
I'm sorry, there's no reply. To leave a voice message, press 1. To connect to the operator, press 0.
Ding, 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 ding.
Chill as I take you on a trip, boy, them niggas ride and slide. You know about the east side. Niggas like myself here to show you where it's at. With my holes on my side and my strap on my back. Give us a and death row was still the label that pays. But you know how that go. We flow toe for toe. If you ain't on the road, fuck you and your cousin. So check it, it's Snoop Doggy Dogg on the solo tip. Still clocking, gripping, don't really give a shit about nothing at all. Just my dog stepping through the fog, and I'm still gonna fade them all. With the gangster shit that keeps you hanging. How many hoes in 94 will I be banging? Every single one to get the job done. As I dip, skip, flip right back to 2-1. When the sun be shining and I be rhyming, it's me, Snoopy, go to the team. This is for the jeans. This is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers. Now back to the jeans.
Try it, everyone. This is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers. Now back to the
jeans. Number 4 with my sagging dudes. Eastside Long Beach in a 7-8 cookie
beat. Talking about his balls again.
Hi. Hi, honey. I need to speak to a guest, Michael Barrett.
Hi, brother.
Barra.
Can you spell it out for me, the last name?
B-A-R-R-E-T-T.
I'll transfer you now, sir.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, nigga. Shit.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Barrett.
Yes.
Yes, hi, I'm Andrea Cucito. I'm with the front desk here, the Country Inn and Suites. Is there some kind of problem, sir?
No, what?
What's with the usage of the bathroom? Why have you used so much water?
I haven't.
You haven't used it at all?
No, I've only flushed the toilet.
When did you decide to just turn the shower on and leave it on?
I haven't. The shower has not been on. You can come up here now and look.
Because the computer shows here using a lot of water there.
I am not even touching the water, sir. You can come up and take a look right now.
And you're lighting the fireworks there also?
No.
And I know we're all
room 320.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, room 320. We have complaints from 321. And 322, that you're lighting fireworks in there.
You can come up here, sir. I'm not doing any of that.
I need you to come down here and bring your key and go ahead and pack all your stuff up and we're going to check you out, okay?
Why?
Because you're being a nuisance. You're walking up and down the hallways with a baseball bat, apparently. We see you on camera doing this. And then you went into your room 320. I'm looking at the camera inside room 320 right now, and I can see that you're walking around, that you've been playing the television really loud. Yeah, you're walking around without a shirt, playing the television really loud.
No, I'm not, sir.
You're using your laptop.
I was on my laptop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm telling you, I can see what you're doing. And then you took your clothes off, and you went to the bathroom. I'm telling you, I can see everything you're doing inside the room. Then blaze up another
split and keep them. This is freaking me out.
Yeah, okay. Well, I need you to get out of my hotel right now. I need you to come down here to the front desk and sign the papers and get out. And you never come back. Don't you ever come back. I want to see you personally here, motherfucker. Uh-oh. It's going to be a mad person.
Ding, 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 ding. Get in your pocket, get out. Because Doggy Dog is all about the zigzag smoke.
See, it's a West Coast thing where I'm from. Here's a guy named Pee-Pee. No, it's Pepe.
He's spelling Pee-Pee, though.
Because the grip of the Pee-Pee. The motherfucking east side. My name is Pee-Pee. Yippee-yo. You can't see my flow. My all right. Shit is dope, but rich, you know. Now you know. And can't no hood fuck with death wrist up. This is for the jeans. This is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers. Now back to the jeans. This is for the jeans. And this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers. Now back to the jeans. Oh, shit.
Fuck that nigga, bitch. My name is Sam Snee. You better recognize.
Hey, yo, I'm sorry. I just love that nigga. He's so funny.
Fuck that nigga.
Hey, you got Sammy. I gotta go pee that one right back, right?
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Hey, yo, bitch, bring your black ass back over. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's happening? Is that your nigga or something?
Yeah, what's up, nigga?
What a bitch anyway for doing this to him,
yeah,
right?
Yo, nigga, what's happening, fool? You know the name of the game. You bitch chose me. Nigga, we can handle this like some gentlemen, or we can get into some gangster shit. What's up, nigga?
Thank have it your motherfucking way.
What's up?
What's up?
That's what's up, nigga. I need to speak to a guest, Corianne.
Do you know what room they're in?
Nope. I'm with the transportation.
I'm sorry?
I'm with the transportation.
Oh, you're in a room?
No, I'm with transportation. I'm with the transportation. I need Corey Ann Belazowicz.
Okay, hold on one second.
All right, honey. God, you sound fucking hot. Man. Feeling
really?
It right now. I'm feeling it right now, yeah.
Belazowicz, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second.
I can go for some Belazowicz, if you know what I mean. Oy.
My name's Sam. Sam Sneed. Better recognize.
There's nobody answering in their room, so I'm not sure if maybe you could call their cell phone.
Can you go over there and knock on the door? They're probably fornicating.
If you don't mind holding, yes, I can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
She said she's gonna do it. Fuck.
That's what's up, nigga.
She cray cray.
Let the motion of your body be the key to we be the motherfucking G on family. I'll play the G in the game. Snoop Dogg is the main dog, pounds the game.
Thank you for holding. Okay, there's nobody in the... Well, they're not. At least they're not answering their door, so...
Oh, maybe they're in the toilet or the bathroom, right?
Possibly.
Can you check on the computer, see if they are?
On the toilet? Are you kidding me?
You could check on the water table, see if it's being used or not.
No, you cannot.
Well, the hotel I work at, I tell them all the time I could see that they're doing stuff and they're running the shower too much or whatever. You can't see that?
Yeah, we're not like that.
Yeah,
no, we can't. No, we can't see any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty much a piece of shit then there, huh?
I guess. Pretty basic.
Yeah, it's a pretty piece of shit. Okay.
Did you, like, need them to come pick you up, or...
Uh-huh, yeah, I need them to come pick... Yeah, we're gonna have a threesome in the hotel room.
Sir.
I've been waiting.
Okay.
Exhale.
I've been waiting for a girl like you. You gotta pick her up.
She's like,
okay.
Hi. You have a really breathy voice.
Thank you.
No, it's not a compliment, honey. I need to speak to a guest.
Sure. What's the last name?
Miller. Hello? Oh. She was all sassy. You heard her? Oh, thank you.
She didn't want to say anything.
Attitude.
Oh, hell no.
The guest you are trying to reach is not available.
Motherfucker, man. Come on, man.
She's practicing her sex line, boy.
I speak black, man.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Antlers Hilton. This is Marnie.
Hey, man. How you doing, man? Hello?
Hey,
how are you, honey?
Okay.
I love that voice of yours. You're like a nice little pretty chicken. Yeah, like a nice pretty little monkey. Uh-huh. Hey, so can you try to call them? Can you go to their room and tell them to answer the phone, please?
No, I can't leave the phone.
Why not?
I'm the operator.
Because you're lazy?
No, because I'm the operator.
What do you mean you're the operator? You don't have legs?
I answer the phone for the hotel.
Yeah, so you can get up and go run some tasks.
Go into what?
I need you to go run some tasks. This is...
Okay, what can I do for you, sir?
I need you to go on lock on Jamie Miller's door and tell him they need to pick up the fucking phone, you know?
Okay, I can't do that.
Well, can you call again? But I need a warm transfer. I don't want you to just throw me through, you know? Call,
okay, what
is, get them to pick up, then transfer me through, you know?
What is the first name?
Jamie or Lisa?
Okay, that's who I connected you to. Mm. Lisa Miller.
Okay, all right. Do you have a big clitoris?
Do you want to be transferred back to her room?
Yeah, yeah. Unless you have a big fat clitoris. And in that case, you can put the phone down in your private parts. Shit.
I bet she'd like your beeps.
The guest you are trying to reach is not available right now. Please hold.
Oh, I will.
I'll hold for you, baby.
Baby.
There's a guy in my building that calls me baby.
Hotel operator, this is Miney.
Yeah. Are there flies down there?
What?
Are there flies down there?
What do you mean, sir?
By your sexual organs, do you have a lot of flies down there?
Sir, I'm hanging up, okay?
Is you is or is you not my baby? Hmm? Remember when Thomas the Cat sang that to the girl cat? Oh, that's an awesome cartoon when Thomas was trying to get the girl cat with the bow in her hair to fall in love with him. He's like, is you not my baby? It's a pretty, I don't know if you had Tom and Jerry up in Canada, but I think it's pretty understood that Tom the Cat was African American, I think. He seemed to be black. There were little hints of black. His owner was a black lady. Mammy, I think her name was.
I don't know, as a kid you don't think about those things.
Is you not my baby? Is that really a song? That is what it was. I can swear he was like, he's playing it like a four-string guitar. Like, is you not my baby?
Yeah, it's a real song.
Is you is or is you ain't my... There it is. There we go. Oh. Yeah, here we go. Tom the Cat. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Well, let's have a listen to that.
Anytime we have a date, but I love her, I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you acting lately makes me down. You is still my baby, baby. See my flinging, your heart's done go now.
Man, Tom's a pimp, right? He's playing the freaking cello right now with his feet, with his claws on his feet, man. He's a fucking Mac.
That's why you don't cat.
Oh, and I see now. I remember. See, Jerry is sleeping inside the mouse hole, right by where Tom is playing his music. And it's making him rattle in bed while he's trying to sleep, you know? And all, you know, this is where the bed, little bed that he's got out of a sardine can starts bouncing.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this right now. He's walking to the mail chute. That's his door. He's complaining. You know, Jerry's a dickhead, you know? Tom really isn't fucking him with him that much sometimes. You know, and then later on in the series, Thomas is like, fuck it. Like, the episode starts and he's already chasing Jerry. He's like, fuck you, mother... Because you know some shit went down right before that when that happens. You know Jerry was asking for it. Tom was probably just chilling in the cut and, you know, Jerry has to be... Tom is just chilling and Jerry has to be trying to steal turkeys and shit like that. Motherfucker. You know, that's Tom's job. Tom is just... He's just like a cop or a security guard in that house. And Jerry's
he's
always...
He's just being a cat. Like, that's what...
Yeah, it's his house. The cat lives there. The mouse isn't supposed to be in there. The mouse was supposed to be outside. Jerry's he's a bad influence. No wonder they don't play these things anymore or shit like this anymore. It really pisses me off. Poor fucking Tom, man.
Kids' cartoons used to be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
My baby is still my baby.
The best is the dog that beats up Tom all the time. He's got the navel tattoo on him, the anchor. And he just punches the shit out. That bulldog that just beats him up. He's like a racist.
Is you not my baby?
I know we used to watch really old cartoons that were creepy as hell.
Yeah?
We had them on VHS and stuff.
I used to too. I used to watch all those Warner Brothers cartoons. It's good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You can see all of them on YouTube, man. It's awesome. If you ever get in the mood, they got everything. They got everything.
I'm sure they were racist. Awful.
Dude, they were really racist against like the Nazis and the Japs. Yeah. Yeah, as they called them back then. Like they would just have straight up cartoon Hirohito's like, whoop, 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 you know. With the big buck teeth and the squinty eyes and shit. And like, oh, here's the Emperor of Japan. Fuck him. Mm-hmm.
In the fairy tales. Yeah, I remember my grandmother giving me a book and it was scary.
Mm-hmm. You're scared of fairy tales?
No, the real ones are like awful. One was a fox and like eagles, and like they ended up killing each other's babies.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Like, burning them and shit.
I can totally see why you'd want to read that as a kid.
It's probably why I'm all morbid and fucked up.
Yeah. Not as bad as Bukapu, though. He's really fucked up, man.
Yeah, but the actual Grimm's fairy tales are scary.
Oh, no. Really? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You should look them up. And, like, Cinderella, things like that. Except there's, like, cut-off parts of their feet to fit to the shoe.
Let's see if Big Pink is open. This is in Miami, on Collins, so this is right the heart of South Beach.
Thank you for calling Big Pink. For delivery, press 1. For the hostess, press 2. For the general manager, press 3. For Andrew Kaplan, press 4.
Big Pink.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
To the Big...
Yeah, the Big Pink.
I'll slap the big clit.
Lost in the Big Pink.
I can't get out. I'm still in the pink.
Voicemail disabled for this extension.
Aww. We're going to try that during the day one day. During the day.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke fat ass
juice. You could also call the Glory Hole Donut. I have to pull their gun. The Trump.
Talk about. I like that old gangster shit.
Cause you know, Dr. Dre's so high in this.
Yeah. Wolfing all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Talking about they got this and got that. Talking loud. Lord
Windsor Rogers.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Oh, great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. Can you teach me some cool things to say? Yeah, well, like, what's some cool things I can say? And how, like, some cool things to wear?
Just say what up, ladies, and then you could just be naked all the time. I mean, that's kind of it.
Just, like, no clothes at all?
Dude,
no,
all.
But I mean, like, in public and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just be nude in public all the time.
Uh-huh.
And just say to every single person, man, woman, whatever, just say what up, ladies.
Even the black people?
Even to everybody.
Okay, even the blacks, right?
Everyone.
Hey, what's a real ghetto place I can call where they can teach me some cool things to say?
I don't know.
That will be open today, you know?
You can call... I don't know. I have nothing. Nothing off the top of my head for some ghetto places.
You don't know any ghetto areas here?
No, dude, I'm too rich.
Okay. All right. But this is Long Beach. I just always heard, like, oh, you know, LBC kind of thing, you know?
But, oh, dude, are you serious? No way. Long Beach is like Beach, man.
It's like a bunch
In Long Beach drives at least a Maserati. The Maserati is probably the most ghetto car you're going to find in all of Long Beach.
Wow. Yeah, it's a bunch of white people here, I'm noticing.
Dude, everyone.
Wow. This sucks. Because I'm always around white people where I live in Savannah, Georgia. I'm trying to learn, like, kind of things to say to be cool, you know? So, like, black people, you know, how they're really cool, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're, like, real laid back and cool, and people like them.
Totally, like, or you polite know, to Wayne them. Brady and Bill Cosby, like, you know, real hard guys like that.
No, like, you know, we call him Victor. He works with us over at, you don't work with me, that's right, my bad. But, there's this guy, Victor, that works for me in Georgia, and he's a black man, and he's really cool. He's an accountant, and he's really cool, man. Like, he does stuff. Yeah, he says everyone likes him, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, he's the one black guy we got working here. Ever since he started working, I was like, wow, man, like, he's, you know, these guys are kind of cool, you know? And then I started looking into the culture and everything. Yeah.
If you're in Georgia, then what good is it?
No, I'm on vacation here. I came here on vacation.
You came to Long Beach on vacation?
Yeah, the beach. I'm hanging out at the beach. Because I thought this was like I thought it was a black people beach, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there are exclusive places like that.
Like where? Where can I call? Where is that?
I don't know, dude. You gotta just be in the know.
What part of town is black part of town?
Probably the Gayberhood.
The what?
The Gayberhood.
Come on, seriously, like what roads? Like what part of town?
I don't know, everywhere. Look around. Go outside and you'll find it.
Alright, whatever. You're not really helping me. You're a fucking asshole. Bye.
See ya.
Bye, dickhead. Bye, you can't just tell me the bad parts of town. The place where he wouldn't stop to buy gas. That's what I was looking for.
What's the Gayberhood?
I don't know. He's making milkman style jokes. Oh, good. Sky piss.
Oh, I'm Googling it. Apparently it's a thing.
Well, isn't it East Side, right? East Side Till I Die. Let's look at East Long Beach. East Side Till I Die. Oh, I know. Okay. The first album by Warren G. It was the name of the corner he used to hang out on. What was that called? Let's see. Let me go to good old Wikipedia. Two One and Lewis, right? Wasn't it 2-1 Lewis? 21st. All right, let's find 21st Street in Long Beach. Three types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like us from the streets that make things happen. East 21st Street, Long Beach, California. Here we go. Now we're getting there. Yeah. All right. Here's a Little Caesars. This motherfucker's got to be open. All right.
And freeway, apparently. This is where everybody's from.
Cannabis sativa. Oh, yeah.
Cambodia town. District.
Ooh, like not a little Cambodia.
Anaheim Street, Pacific Coast Highway. Long Beach Boulevard, Atlantic Avenue.
Thank you for coming to Little Caesars. CTH 11 is Diana. Turn your original on your ID, please.
Hey, is this the ghetto? Hello? I guess that's kind of rude, right?
What?
Is this the ghetto?
There you go.
That must mean it is. It's got to be, right? Because I see Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue here now, and Long Beach Boxing and Fitness. I forgot to hang it up. Oh, yeah, Full Hand. Anaheim Street. So I think the Cambodians took it over.
East Side represent, apparently.
I see Travel King, National Guard, a museum. I won't be open now. School.
Oh, the Polytechnic School is really cool, actually. If you look at the abandoned school.
Oh, here we go. Liquor store. That has to be promising. It's shouting a motherfucker, man. You can take it or leave it, nigga. But I need a split right now. Yeah.
And I don't want no split. No, let me split. Got to be the crime.
Know what I mean? Know what I mean, Negro? Yeah,
that's the
chronic.
That's the chronic. That's the stuff, bro. Now give me motherfucking zigzag
and we straight. Are you smoking a spliff and a zigzag? God damn, what a fucking vulture, right? And he's like, I need to smoke weed, hello? But only... Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
You guys have zigzags?
No.
No? Is this the black people liquor store?
No.
It's a Hispanic Mexican one?
No.
What kind of people come here?
I don't know, you know. So why you ask so many questions, huh?
Are you Asian?
Because this area, Long Beach, sir. Long Beach, downtown Long Beach, okay?
So it's a ghetto?
Yeah, old people.
All dirty people?
No.
Are you dirty?
Okay, I'm sorry, I got a busy, okay?
You dirty Korean?
I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Dirty Korean? Yeah, he's Korean. These are the Koreans that they always complain about. Hey, look, there's a Roscoe House of Chicken and Waffles right next here. There we go.
So do you guys put the chicken on the waffles?
Yes, that's what it is, I think. I've heard it's good. I've never had it. I always thought that would be nasty, but hey, whatever.
Mark. Chicken says yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I got a problem. There's a chicken loose here. I'm in the, you know, Frank's liquor store, the ghetto, the black people liquor store here up the road.
I can barely hear what you're saying.
I'm in the bathroom.
Okay.
There's a chicken loose here.
Okay.
All right. Can you send one? Can you send a strong brother here to kill the chicken with a butcher knife?
You are super. Goodbye.
Okay. Well, she enjoyed it, right? She had fun.
Yeah.
She's like,
highlight.
You stupid. I made her Sunday. She's probably high. Sunday, you know, you get high when you go to work on Sunday. You don't know because you don't work. Because you're a cancer on society. Oh, that's no. Okay.
That's me. Jumped off the government dime.
Yeah. You got it all hooked up in Canada, man. That's what I got to be doing.
Yeah.
I get that. You got that Canadian citizenship.
Wow. Get your drugs fixed.
Yeah. But you gotta be put on waiting lists for shit all the time. That's what they tell us here. Like, oh, you don't want that. We'll be like Canada. You gotta wait 10 years to get neck surgery. It's socialism.
Free neck surgery?
Yeah. Elective neck surgery. So you can't get, like, your boobs done and stuff, right? It's elective?
No, unless, like, I guess unless you had a mastectomy for cancer or some shit.
Oh, so you'd be hoping you get the cancer for that. All right.
Yeah, sure.
Well, like, I know, like, all right.
Like, Randy, like, he got his balls all big to get medical marijuana.
Listen, there was this guy that used to call, well, he used to have a prank call show on PCU with me. The KDK Network back in the day. It was Sean Ward. He lives in Toronto. Yeah. But he got, like, some kind of testicular cancer, and they had to take out one of his testicles, but they wouldn't pay for the nudicle. Yeah, he said that, like, he had the option to get it done, but the Canadian government won't pay for it. They would just remove it, he said. And I was like, okay.
That's really nice.
That's not nice at all. No, I bet France would do it. France, they fucking... You get, like, don't they only work 4 days a week there or some shit like that?
Yeah, someone will come to your house.
Yeah, they'll do your laundry at your house and shit. That's awesome. That's what's up. That's what I, you know. I gotta get some French citizenship. That's probably why all those kooky liberal actors do that, you know? Like Brad Pitt and them, they all go to France. What's he talking about, triple cheeseburger? I don't remember this.
Brad. It sounds like Wesley Gillis kind of.
It's taking me a while because I don't know anything that's open. I'm just scamming through here.
Someone find something that's open. Go on.
Spices. It's called Spices. He's high. Who is this anyway singing? This ain't Snoop or Dre. Some guy that gave weed on. Weed. Off of the street. Here, smoke this and come inside.
If I hook you up, can I be on your song?
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow's a big day. What's going to happen with that?
Long Beach Label. How may I help you?
Hey, honey, baby. How are you?
Good.
Oh, that's good.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I thought this was Spices. What is it? Spires?
Yeah, Spires.
What's the Spire mean?
The Spire's a restaurant. It's
yeah, what? It has big spires there?
No, it doesn't.
Do you do the big meat? Do you do the big meat?
The big meat?
Meat.
We have.
You have big meat?
Very.
You don't have the big meat there?
Which kind of big meat?
The big long meat that you cook. You cook it with heat. The hot meat.
Oh yeah?
Uh-huh. Hot meat?
We do have meat over here.
Okay, good. Can I make an order for one meat?
One meat?
Yeah.
1 second.
Okay.
Alright. Whatever you like. Yeah.
Alright. What's the matter, honey? You alright?
7:30? Whatever you like. No way. I'll be in just a second. Okay, the big meat, would you like... Are you talking about beef or pork?
What do you think? What do you recommend?
What do I recommend?
I want the one that's cooked, you know, it has the spices. And
there's no spices on it.
And you, okay, but is there one with heat that you cook with heat?
We all cook them. We cook them all with heat.
Okay. There you go. That's it.
Alright. Oh, have
right.
a great day.
One vegetables?
Bye.
Hello? One, two, three, four, five. Have a great day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Someone called me like that. I just choose for them. He's like, fuck it.
He said it real distracted. He's just all over the place. He's like, oh, dude, I gotta go.
He'd be like, okay, you're in beef. It's meat.